Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, where do we start? I think we start on this Monday with Amy because her back still hurts. And I think you're just SOL with having the airport do anything about it. Amy fell at the airport because there was ice at the airport. She stepped on ice where there shouldn't have been ice. She hurt herself. I just think you're out of luck now.
Yeah, too much time. I mean, I'm really, but I'm not, that's not what I'm worried about. I just want my back to be better. And then if the airport wants to give me some money, that'd be nice.
Yeah, but you've missed out on even asking them.
Yeah.
Amy hurt herself.
And
there was a witness. But again, they were negligent. And you've had to pay money and you've been in pain ever since you fell.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we can't talk about it anymore because you're going to do nothing about it.
Okay.
Right?
Well, Lunchbox said he was going to help me, but he hasn't.
You can't depend on Lunchbox to help you. You're talking about sleazy.
Exactly. I went to the one person that could help me with this.
What's up with your back? Like, what's happening now?
It just is aching. So I've been going to the chiropractor and then to like get little, my husband got me a little massage at this reflexology place that would help me. So I went in there to get that. And have you ever been to one of those?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, me either, but I thought I was just getting like a 15-minute chair massage thing because that's all I had time for and it'd be like really quick. But they put me in some back room because I was explaining to them my issues. And I went in and there was a table, but I stayed fully dressed. But then there was these bars above me, like parallel bars. And the girl hopped up on the table and held onto the bars and walked on my back.
Whoa. And how'd that go at the end?
It felt pretty amazing. She
really?
Said, you should feel better after this.
And did you?
And I did. And it's kind of at first I was weirded out, but now I kind of want to go back.
I can
hook you up with the number if you want it.
I'm good. I just want you to feel better because you can't sue the airport anymore. That's over. Windows closed. Speaking of airports, can I tell you this? I was in Denver last week, and you know the Denver airport has all these rumors about it.
What do you mean rumors?
Oh, just search Denver airport conspiracies. First of all, they had a working airport and they built another one anyway. There's apparently a city underneath the airport and bunkers for when the end of the world comes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm familiar.
And there's a horse whenever you drive in. It's a real demonic looking horse with red eyes. And the horse, as it was being sculpted, it fell over and it killed the person that was sculpting it.
Whoa.
Yo, no, there's so many stories. There's gargoyles inside it. The Freemasons, they think it's the head of the Illuminati, whatever they call it.
Illuminati?
Yeah, I keep waiting for my invitation, but whatever. I guess I got to say it first.
You fake say that you don't know how to say it because you're in it.
What do you call it? Illuminati? What do you call it?
Illuminati.
Yeah, that Denver airport, it's massive, and apparently there's a whole underground city underneath it.
Okay,
read the conspiracy theories.
I'm in that airport a couple times a year. I'll have to check it out.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A man that crashed his car in the freezing temperatures at night in North Dakota, wow, was saved from hypothermia when he was found by a police thermal imaging drone.
That's amazing. It's pretty legit.
They were called to the scene because someone had seen this car go down, but they couldn't find the car. So they sent up one of those drones that had one of those thermal things that can look and show
detects
you the different
the
colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they found the guy 500 feet away down in a ditch in his car. They took him to the hospital, going to make a full recovery. But had they not launched that drone, they would have never known.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Your husband bought me a drone.
Yeah.
Still haven't taken it out of the box.
Yeah, like a year ago.
Well, is that funny?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has
you should
a camera
take it out and fly
on
it.
Too.
It does have a camera on it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I think it would be cool. I just think I would wreck it.
You could save someone's life.
Would he use it?
Would he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't. We can't gift it back.
Oh,
no,
you can't gift back. I'm just afraid. Amy, once I bought a tiny helicopter from the mall, and it cost $60.
Mm-hmm.
And I flew it into a tree the first time I lifted it up, and it never came back down. And since then, I'm done with flying things. I'm scared of it. I got thrown off the horse. I don't want to get back on. That drone was expensive. So I
guess if you wanted to, I don't know, guys. The rule on that: if someone gifts you something, do you you re-gift it back?
Yeah,
I'd have my feelings hurt a little bit.
So I should just sit with it in the box.
Thanks,
or give it to someone else.
Yeah,
so that we never know.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. Three children who were in the back of a vehicle that was stolen have been found safe. An Amber Alert was issued, and luckily they were spotted 3 hours later. In other news, crazy weather hit the Northeast. Tons of rain and flooding. 1 million people are still without power. And finally, in Indiana, for the first time since the 1920s, Indiana citizens are now able to buy alcohol on Sundays. The Prohibition-era ban has officially ended.
Yeah! Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox goes down on the streets, and you just see random people walking, and you do what?
I act like they're celebrities because this town has celebrities everywhere, and so I find people that look like famous people and approach them.
So here's Lunchbox approaching random person who looks like Chris Jansen. There you go.
Chris Jansen. How you doing, man?
Good,
Mr. Buy Me a Boat. Oh, my God, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can I get a picture with you? Like,
sure.
Like,
ahead.
Buy Me a Boat. Sing, come on. Sing it for me. Dude, Chris Jansen, it's nice to meet you, dude.
Nice to meet you guys.
Golly, that is so cool. Hey.
I wish you the best.
Hey, thank you, dude. Hey, Chris Jansen, have a good one.
He just played it, huh?
Yeah.
Roll with it.
Hey, he's a real nice guy.
So are any of these the real people?
No, none of them are the real people.
Because it says Connie Britton.
I mean, looked just like her.
But it wasn't her.
No, but she went with it.
Excuse me, are you Connie Britton?
Oh, come on. No, he just told me. Connie Britton.
It's not the
That is Connie
time.
Britton. No, I watched the TV show Nashville, and we're here. I just saw Chris Jansen and then Connie Britton on the same street corner. This is crazy. Connie, can I get a picture? Absolutely. So what are you doing now that Nashville, like, now that you're off Nashville?
911, you get it.
Oh, my gosh, I love you. I love you. I loved you, Miss Taylor, when you played Miss Taylor. You're amazing.
At least she even knew the show that she was, Connie Britton's on now.
911.
Yeah, here's, anyone watch that show, by the way?
No, but it looks good.
Here's Lunchbox and Scotty McCreery, which isn't really Scotty McCreery. It's just a person that looks like Scotty McCreery.
Scotty McCreery. Scotty, how you doing, man?
How you
doing? Jason, man. Dude, like, I love your song, Five More Minutes.
Lunchbox.
Got him.
All right, easy, man.
We'll end on that one. There we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Eddie, your son is how old now?
10 years old now.
Here's Eddie and his son, Eddie Jr., talking about the movie Early Man. It looks like Gumby.
Yeah, it's a claymation. That's why.
Oh, okay.
We saw the movie Early Man. All right, what did you think about the movie?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, what's it about? Real quickly, tell me.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a caveman named Doug, and he lives peacefully with his tribe, and it's the Stone Age. And then the Bronze Age comes and takes their valley, and the only way that they can get it back is by beating the Bronze Age in a match of soccer.
Are they good at soccer, the caveman?
No, they're terrible.
Yeah,
at
so
it.
They have to learn how to play soccer, and they play like with a rock or whatever, and they get better at it.
They kick it around and chase it.
Yeah. Okay, so what did you think about the movie? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Out of 5 soccer balls, how many soccer balls would you give it?
4 soccer balls.
All right, did you notice anything different with the animation? It's not really an animated movie, is it?
It's claymation.
Yeah.
They make it with clay figures.
You're always interested in the length of the movie. How long was this movie?
It was 1 hour and 40 minutes, but you don't believe it.
What's the next movie you're excited to see?
It's Hotel Transylvania 3.
Hotel Transylvania 3? They've made 3 of these?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But
when did that come out?
July.
There you go. 1 hour and 40 minutes for a cartoon. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you really don't. It doesn't feel that long.
That's what he said.
Yeah, well, I'm with him on that.
Really?
It really doesn't.
Okay, well, there you go. There it is. Early Man.
Did you notice he only gave it 4 soccer balls?
I did.
This is the first movie he hasn't given 5.
It must have been terrible. That's what I thought. It's long and terrible. The Bobby Bones Show. About to get you that good news right now with Tell Me Something Good. Do you want Eddie to do yours?
Do I?
Oh, you're sick.
I mean, I think I can do it. I don't know.
All right, here we go. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, Topper, tell me something good. Here we go.
Tell me something good.
So, blocked in by flood waters for 2 days, the employees at Kimberly-Clark in Owensboro, they could not get their lunch delivered due to the weather. They kind of got stuck at work. So, that's when Stuart Snow stepped in. He went up, picked up the pizzas, and then got into his helicopter, and he flew it over and dropped it off to 17 workers. They captured it on Facebook Live. Yeah, so they told the TV station that pizza shop has done a lot for the community, but since they got in a helicopter and drove and delivered pizzas, that so far has been the winner. Yeah, Lunchbox, you're up.
Mark is from Michigan, and last Friday he decided he was going to go to the gas station, buy him a little lottery ticket, bought a scratch-off, scratches it off, wins $10. Says, I'll trade it in for another ticket. Scratches, wins $15. Says, I'm going to buy one more with this $15. Scratches, wins $325,000. Three lottery wins in one day. I mean, that's called not a $10 upgrade, $15 upgrade, $325,000!
There you go, Amy.
So you know the couple that wants to sail around the world, but their boat sank? They sold everything? Well, someone sold them their sailboat for $1. So now they're back in business, and they're going to sail around for $1.
Didn't they get $25,000,
$30,000?
Yes. So they got a boat
me.
And all that money?
Yes.
Wow. That's not right.
Hey, good for those people for giving them that boat. But they made a bunch of money because they took all their money and everything they owned, and they sold it and gathered it and bought a boat. And then the boat sank one day later. So a GoFundMe, they raised like $30,000 for them. And then someone sells them a boat. I can't hate when good things happen to other people. That's what I always say, you know?
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Orange City, Florida. A high school student was driving to school on Friday and he saw a snake on the side of the road. He's like, man, I like snakes. So he just pulled over, picked it up, and took it to class.
Oh.
Only problem, it was a coral snake and it bit him on the hand.
Oh, no. Oh man.
Whoa. Those are poisonous.
Like that? And make you laugh?
What an idiot! Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
There it is.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Well, I just want to throw this out there. And I'm only doing this because it's fun for me. But next Monday, I have another big announcement.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, and here's what's going to happen is I'm going to make this announcement. And I think that it's a positive thing, but some of the listeners aren't going to be happy with me.
What about, will we be happy with you?
Some of you, no, I don't know. But that's all I'm going to. The only person I'm going to tell.
Oh, here we go.
Is Lunchbox.
Oh!
He deserves it.
What a twist.
I'm just,
he deserves it.
Yeah, because, you don't like that feeling, do you, Amy?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I just didn't know.
Outside the circle.
No. That's fine. Well, I just didn't know what we had to do to earn it.
Well, you've known every secret.
Oh.
And Lunchbox has known none. So I feel like he deserves to know this one.
Good call.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm going to make an announcement. I don't think the listeners are going to be... some of them will... that's all I'm going to say right now. Do you want to know right now, Lunchbox?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, just email me. Email me.
Email?
Don't.
Well, how else
he usually writes it on a paper.
Yeah, but you can see...
I don't want to do it on paper. Somebody yelled at me the other day about passing notes.
But if you do it on an email, it's out there in... Email land.
What are you going to do? Hack me?
You know, you write it down. You give it to me.
A week from today.
Yeah. You guys need to leave the room. I need to be told. Yeah.
Leave the room.
I feel good night.
Relax.
Sorry, I'm over here in Secret World.
You don't know it yet.
You guys aren't invited.
Here, I'll write it on my phone. Now I can't do a note because I got yelled at about passing notes.
So what are you going to do?
Play a song and then tell them during the song.
Okay.
So a week from today, we have an announcement. I'm going to make an announcement. I don't think all the listeners are going to be happy with me. I did tell Lunchbox what it is. And on a 1 to 10 shock scale, how big is it?
I'm going to go 9.9.
Okay. And he's the only one that knows. We're just going to leave it there. That's all we're going to do for right now.
Woo!
By the way, Lunchbox went and read to kids. First graders?
Yes, first graders.
And so this is Lunchbox reading in a class of first graders. Are you reading Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My father can read big words too, like Constantinople. No, that's not it. Hold on.
What?
Constantinople. Constantinople?
Isn't it Constantinople? Is that what it is?
I don't know how to say it.
Oh, you never got to it.
I just kind of said, nah, that's it. Whatever. We'll move on.
I don't know. And Timbuktu. that's not red. Hold on. Red Ned.
That's called heckling. You're being heckled by first graders, dude.
Ted and Ed in bed.
Huh. I do think that this is good that they brought me this audio because I know you really didn't care to have it up. Because Lunchbox goes and does nice things and then he doesn't want us to know about it. Because, you know, he's tough. He's tough, Lunchbox.
He's a man.
He doesn't do stuff like this.
Yeah.
But Eddie went with them and recorded this.
Okay.
Don't worry, guys. You know the real Lunchbox is out there.
Cup, pup, pumping cup. Pup, cup, oh my goodness.
What's he saying?
Hold on. Cup, pup, pumping cup. Pup, cup.
Struggling, huh?
Man, it is just so dumb.
What is?
What?
They just make it so confusing to make you look like a fool to these kids. They give me the hardest book.
Those words didn't sound hard. It did sound a little repetitive.
Yeah, but they switched it up. Pup, cup, cup on top of cup. I mean,
But weren't you reading it and not memorizing it?
Yeah, but I was trying to do it dramatically for the kids and act it out. And then they put a big word in there like Constantinople.
Constantinople, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did I do?
Bad. Oh, bad.
They said bad?
Oh, wow.
How did I do?
Do you guys think Lunchbox is a good reader?
No! That's funny. Well, I still think it's all about the effort. E for effort.
Good job.
E for effort. Yeah. How did he do? Bad! This is my... By the way, I've been on the road for 2 weeks. I haven't even been in the studio. Like, it's so fun to be back with you guys.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back, man.
I've just been looking at Amy on FaceTime. Because I'll go and I worked at a Denver and I worked at a Vegas... And then I turn my computer on, I look at Amy through FaceTime. And then sometimes Amy forgets we're on FaceTime, and she just starts typing on her computer or texting or picking her nose, whatever she does.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to be back in the studio with everybody. And then this weekend's my last weekend off, and then I'm back on the road doing stand-up. My first shows this year. I'm so excited. It's going to be terrible at first.
Why you don't practice, like, at home?
You can't. That's the difference. Now, if I play guitar and practice at home, I can do muscle memory, learn how to do chords. I can sing, da-da-da-da. But you can't tell a joke in front of no one. Like, I went to sleep last night, and I wrote a joke in my sleep. And I woke up, and I wrote it and sent it to Mike D, who's our writer, and said, hey, is this funny? Because I wrote it in my sleep. And I walked in and asked him, you thought it was funny, huh?
Yeah.
And so that's what happens. Like, I'm in that mind frame now of where I think about two things now. Because Idol's done. I did my last taping of Idol. I have to finish one more taping of a different show this week, but there's nothing to it. But yeah, now I'm in my stand-up mind in this radio show. So I was sleeping last night, dreaming at jokes.
So if you try the joke on the crowd and they don't really react, they don't laugh, do you put the blame on Mike D? Like, you said it was funny.
No, I put it on me, and I go, I got to find a better way to make it funny. And my book didn't come out until later this summer, but I wrote a joke in there that I just could never get to work.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
I wrote it, and I tried it every way possible, and it just didn't work. But I wrote the joke and told the story how I could never get it to work.
How long until a joke, you try it, how many times people don't laugh, you drop it? Like,
three,
cut it from that.
Three or four.
Oh, wow.
Especially if it doesn't get better.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets worse, and I go, okay, well, that's the wrong direction. Let me try a different way.
But the one you couldn't get to work that you wrote about in the book, like, do you genuinely think it was funny?
Oh, yeah. And I wrote that, too. Yeah.
That's got to hurt a little bit.
No, it's
let it go.
Just let it go.
Hmm.
And I may bring it back this tour. I may switch it.
Try a different angle.
But yeah, I wrote it. But if you're in Pittsburgh or Tampa or, you know, I'm in Colorado Springs next weekend, but man, I can't wait. It's really going to be terrible at first, though. So Colorado Springs, welcome to the first theater show of the year, baby!
Yeah.
BobbyBonesComedy.com if you want to get tickets. BobbyBonesComedy.com. We kept hearing about a Spice Girls reunion tour.
Oh.
And it was a done deal. And then all of a sudden, Victoria Beckham Posh Spice is like, I don't know if I want to do it. So they've told her, we will pay you the same as everybody else. You don't have to sing a note. You just got to get on stage and just be there. And she's still like, I don't think so. Even when they offered her even more money and promised she does not have to sing a note, she dragged her feet. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with. And then even the wedding story where they're performing for the, they're like, I don't think so.
What? Prince Harry? Yeah.
Because Mel B said it, and he's like, her manager says, I don't know anything about that. So. Easy, but that's the way it is. What you think about that? Now you know. Now, you kids don't even know how big Spice Girls were. They're like Spice Women now, but yeah. Are you for real? Are you for real? I won't be hasty. Yeah, they were a good old girl band, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say it was NSYNC, and they just want Justin Timberlake to stand on the stage.
Oh,
oh, for sure. They would do that, but there's no way. He doesn't need it.
I know.
I guess she doesn't need it either. I finished my last night of taping American Idol, and I have a bunch of stories. I don't know whether to put them all out at once or spread them through the day. But I went, and it was my final time as they started shooting performance episodes, because my job on Idol has been to mentor the top 24. So I spent a ton of time with them as humans. And they would come and say, hey, this is, I'll give you Geraldo. I don't want to say anybody's name.
Oh, yeah.
They say, here's Geraldo, and Geraldo has trouble opening his eyes or singing to the back of the room or smiling. There are all these things they wanted me to work with them on. And I only got to know them as people, so I get to finally see them sing. And I was there for the duets round, too, because I saw Cam. I saw Colby Calais, oddly. There's a whole story about that, too.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Remember, because I saw Colby Calais on Instagram?
Yes. At the airport.
Yeah. So I'm up, and they say, hey, your room. And they put me in this. I don't know why they put me in this room. But it was one room, and it had Luke, Katie, Lionel, and myself.
Dang.
I know. Oh. I thought they were.
That's crazy.
Because they had everybody else in a small trailer, and they had me up in the main judge's room. And so I go up, and I'm sitting there, and I had tweeted Luke and said, hey, Luke, introduce me to Katie. Just kidding. And Luke tweets me back, goes, you got it. So Luke Bryan walks in the room. And he said, Bobby. He'd been down judging. And he hugs me. And Katie walks in and he goes, Katie, come here. And so he introduces us and we say hello. She's very nice. And I notice that as we're standing there, she's just staring at me.
Hmm?
And I'm thinking,
Okay.
She's looking at me.
I mean, I have makeup on. I look good too, right? Because they put all that makeup on you and they do your hair.
Contouring, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And your clothes are right up.
So you're feeling good.
I'm feeling as confident as I ever can because it was all this stuff that just isn't real. Like my eyes had like perfect depth. My hair, it was wonderful. And I'm thinking, man, Katy Perry's feeling me. I was a little bit funny too. You know, I was hitting them with some witty jabs. So she's just staring at me the whole time. And I don't want to make eye contact as she's staring right at me.
Of course not.
I just wanted to take it in because I don't ever look this pretty.
Yeah, be cool.
So we're cool. And Lionel comes up, and I know Lionel a bit, Lionel Richie. And should I hit the name drop on this?
Yeah, three times.
I mean, really.
Name drop!
Yeah, you have Katie, Luke, and Lionel.
Why no?
But I'm
Come
working
on.
With them, right? So Lionel comes up, and he's super awesome. And he's going back, and he's like changing clothes. And I know Luke, so we talked for a long time. And Katie's just staring at me. And so I'm about to go, what's up? You know?
Yeah. He's feeling it.
I never feel it, Amy.
I know.
Never.
And then I realized there was actually a TV right behind my head, and she was watching TV the whole time.
Oh, no.
It wasn't you.
Oh, I thought your fly was going to be down or something.
No.
Or like you had food in your face.
Yeah, that was like a monitor of what was happening. And she kept, as we were talking, she kept looking at it, too, to see if they needed her. And I was thinking, all right, boys, Orlando Bloom's got nothing on this.
So like, yeah,
here we go.
What was your line?
Plan?
Yeah, you're about to go in. Like, what does
that
look like?
Say?
I don't know. It really wasn't anything other than I'm about to go in.
It was just going
to
be organic.
Yeah. I really didn't have it any further than I'm about to go in. But she was for sure looking at the monitor. She was very nice when we talked to it. I just kept noticing her stare a little more than normal, and that was the monitor behind me. Yeah.
Dang.
Well,
even as things change, they stay the same, my friend. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
They're doing this thing with Dustin Lynch, and I like it. They wiped all of his socials. And I know Dustin a bit, but the hard thing is to get to know Dustin Lynch. Think about Dustin. How much do you really know him?
You're right. Yeah. Don't.
So they've started this series of videos to get to know Dustin Lynch on his Twitter and Instagram. And there's one where he has his computer open, and he's watching the ACM nominations, and he's hoping he gets an award, a nomination, he doesn't. It's the best, most real thing I've ever seen from Dustin Lynch. He doesn't win, and he's just disappointed. And I was talking to a friend, I said, that's the realest thing I've ever seen from Dustin. Look it up. Go to his Twitter. I think it's maybe episode 9 or something. Hmm. But he's laying down watching. He's excited because they're announcing the ACMs, and he doesn't get a nomination. He's like, oh, man, that stinks. But, you know, they're trying to humanize him a bit. Mm-hmm. He's a really good guy. Him and I have done a lot together off the show, but I think it's a cool thing. I think it's needed because he's so perfect, meaning you just don't know. There's no edges about him. And in real life, there is. I'm getting a mini fist fight with him right by my side. You know what I mean? Now time for a Never Gonna Get It. Here we go. More than 60% of moms admitted they have a secret stash of this in the house. More than 60% of moms admit they have a secret stash of this in the house. 60% of moms have a secret stash of this. Dave in Tallahassee.
Hey, Dave.
Hello.
What up, buddy?
Wait, candy.
Candy, he says. Show me candy. No, that's not it. Dave, sorry. Appreciate you, though. Amy.
Wine.
Whoa. Yeah. You know, recently, Amy's really been on this mommy's medicine kick.
Yeah, purple coffee.
Yeah, purple coffee, mommy's medicine. Show me wine. No. Lunchbox.
That's easy. Cookies.
Cookies. Eddie, final guess.
I'm going to go dark. Credit cards.
Oh, stash.
Lots of.
Eddie's like, I'm going to go dark. A man.
Another man.
More than 60% of moms admitted they have a secret stash of this in the house, and it is chips. No one is right.
Chips.
I'm sorry. Never gonna get it.
Huh.
Yeah. Bobby
Bones. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Bryan said he's excited for the premiere of American Idol this Sunday night. The chemistry with all the judges, Lionel and Katie, keeps getting better and better. And it looks like we're going to see Cam and Sugarland representing country. And then Scotty McCreery will also be a mentor, which you obviously probably know all this.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's...
I shot some with Scotty. I can't say much more, but yeah.
Anybody else we don't know about yet?
Well, no, they announced more than that, the joint country. Like, I saw Bebe Rexha. Colby Calais was there. She performed. There were a couple artists I didn't know that I think are too young for me. That's when I felt a little old.
Oh, no.
I know.
Out of touch.
I know. So, but yeah, they have a lot of cool duets for that show. I'm trying to think of who else they brought in. But Luke's right. They get along, all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe they wouldn't. I knew Luke and Lionel were buddies already. And I thought, oh, here's Katie. But no, they all really are funny together. And even off, they're in the same room. Even offset.
So it's genuine.
Yeah, for now. I mean, who knows later,
that's
but yeah,
cool.
For now, it really is genuine. Yeah, what else?
A member of the Backstreet Boys might be going country. AJ McLean. Anybody a fan?
AJ McLean.
Which one is he?
Name? Is it McLean or McLean? Well, whatever. Here's my thing about people going country. I don't like it when it seems like they're failed at something else and they go country. I like it when they just go, hey, I just want to do a record that maybe will be embraced by country.
because we'll embrace anyone that comes up immediately, but it's harder to cross over into us if you're going, you know what, this other stuff hasn't worked. Mm. So it'll be an uphill battle for him for sure, but he put out good music and, you know, really dedicate yourself to it. You can win anything over.
Well, he's already thanked his team and his fans for supporting his new journey he's about to embark on, stepping into country music.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for him. But those guys, maybe AJ, and I know Brian too, they're from Kentucky. But it's like, why are you doing it? Because you're broke?
Yeah.
Because they're not really that broke anymore. They've had that Vegas run up there.
Yeah.
But, and then, yeah, good luck. Good luck to him. What do I know? I'll put him on the show. I don't care. We'll, yeah, what else?
I mean, that's your 30-second skinny.
It's just harder to convince if you're coming from something. Trust me, I know.
Oh, yeah. We're part of it, too.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I know. There was a lot of turbulence just with airplanes in general the last few days because there was that nor'easter, the big storm up in the northeast. There were all these windstorms even west. And so I was reading this document that went viral. And it's one of these aviation documents where they have to log what happens on a plane. And it said, very bumpy on descent. Pretty much everyone on the plane threw up.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
Pilots were on the verge of throwing up, the report said. It was a United flight. Like, this is straight up America. Yeah. More than a dozen flights out of, and they start going through everybody. No injuries, but lots of puking.
Oh, my.
God, that's terrible. Can you imagine?
And you know what happens, too, when you see someone do it? It makes you want to do it a little bit. Then if you see somebody else do it, then you totally are in.
Oh, it's like yawning. Yeah, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, it's like yawning or laughing, except just a little more wet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And yeah, a little different.
I was on a flight next to Colby Calais' manager yesterday, and he sat down, and I was sitting there, and he goes, hey, you're Bobby Bones? And I said, yeah. He said, hey, I'm Colby Calais' manager. I was like, hey, nice to meet you, whatever. And I'm thinking, oh, no, does he know I insta-stalked her?
Sure he knows.
Probably, right?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you bring it up?
Briefly, we just kind of glossed over it. Because what happened was I saw Colby Calais in the airport, and I did like 100 secret Instagrams of her walking on the plane, sitting on the plane.
No joke.
Eating chips.
Tons.
A lot of snaps.
Yeah. And what?
She started doing it back to you. It was
the whole thing.
Pretty entertaining.
Yeah. She didn't wait around to say hi to me afterward, though.
But she did you like one or twice. You did her like 500.
Well, I did a whole 30-minute episode. But no, I talked to him a bit yesterday, and he's very kind, I guess. She's living here now.
She lives here.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Didn't know that.
Oh, you knew that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had dinner with her yet, Amy?
Yeah, no,
you
I haven't.
Have you guys written a song together or anything? Amy's so cool.
So cool.
Amy's like, I didn't know that.
I did. I'm not saying that I hung out with her, but I have a friend that's friends with her and said that to me.
Did they say anything about me insta-stalking her?
No, this was actually a bit ago.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know that. So, but she was at Idol and she was doing those duets. And so, I like Colby Calais, but I know she lives there. But yeah.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Can you count me in?
Can you count me in? Here it is. It's coming.
Not yet.
Extended.
Will you count me in?
There you go.
I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see a bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Good, man. I was a big Colby Calais fan. Not that I'm not anymore. I just...
Yeah, who wasn't?
I don't know if she lived down the road.
Pretty cool.
Apparently, Amy goes to her house for Sunday brunch.
I never, but I did know that she moved here. Hmm. Like, I heard that last year, I think.
Elton John was playing a show in Vegas. Hold me close, I'm trying to dance. He says, a fan put his hands on the piano key while I was playing. I asked him to stop. He then proceeded to reach over the piano and take pictures. And so as that was happening, he's like, I'm done. He walked off stage.
Just left everybody the whole show?
And it seems to me you lived your life like a hey, guys. Stop touching the piano.
Yeah.
Never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England.
Elton John is so good. We've watched him play a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
At charity events, and holy man, is he good. He kissed me once.
What?
I told you that, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. On the mouth?
Yeah.
Huh.
How does that happen?
Well, because I was sitting next to him at a charity event, and he was showing me pictures of his kids. This is 3 or 4 years ago. By the way, super kind guy, and he's Elton John.
Yeah.
Legend.
So, like, if he wants to kiss
so
you.
So, whatever.
I wasn't expecting it. But once it happened, I didn't get mad.
Wait, okay, so you're looking at the kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
what happened was we had spent 15 minutes or so looking at pictures and so eating dinner.
Yeah.
And then he's about to go play up on the stage. There are probably 200 people there, right? It's a charity event.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
And so he goes up, he plays, he finishes, and he comes back and he's shaking everybody's hand, kiss on the cheek, and there's boom, right in the mouth. And I was like, whoa!
You're like, dang!
I was like,
there it is.
I was like, whoa, that's never happened before. Wasn't that bad, huh?
hey, hit the clip.
Yeah.
Name drop.
No, sure. That's just a story.
I know, but it went into
a story that goes into a story.
Oh, okay.
But Elton John, I mean, that's a pretty
that's
name drop.
That's how radio works. Come on, Aim.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
She packed my bags last night.
Do you think he was being a little bit of a drama queen by walking off the stage? Because he invited people up by the piano. It's like, everybody, come on up. And then they get too close and he's like, all right, I'm out.
You should know you can't touch the piano. Hmm. And do I think he's a drama queen? Yeah, that's why he's Elton John.
That's Elton John.
That's what he does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I don't know much about him. I just seen him play.
If he doesn't be a little dramatic, I'm like, where's the real Elton John?
Something's up.
This is not the real thing. So yeah. He should be dramatic. Man, if I wasn't here and somebody kept touching my board.
Oh God, you'd be so mad.
Yeah.
Get out. That's it. No more show.
If someone's touching my board and I'm not in here, I send a note. Who's touching my
that's
board?
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, there's that. Anything to add, Amy?
No.
Okay, cool.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I mentioned this morning, and I just wanted to do this mostly because I wanted Lunchbox to hold a secret. Because so many times if I have an announcement, Lunchbox doesn't get to hold the secret. He's the only one in the room that holds the secret right now. Not even Mike D knows, and Mike D knows everything.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So a week from today, I have an announcement. Not everybody's going to be happy with me. Some will be extremely happy 1 week from today.
Okay, so listener-wise, not everyone's going to be happy for you. And then in this room-wise,
I don't think... I'm not saying anymore. I don't want to drag it out right now. I'll drag it out later in the week.
Oh, my.
Do we have a clock up on the website yet? Yeah. We're working on a timer. Monday,
so
I just wanted to pre-announce it so Lunchbox could hold a secret because I think he deserves it.
Man, it feels good. I got that email at 6.02 a.m.
Lunch do good.
And so how do you fit? And on the 1 to 10 being holy crap scale, where is it?
9.9.
Okay. So there's that.
The Morning Corny.
What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
And a one and a two.
There you have it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Did you watch much of the Oscars last night?
Some. Caught what I could. Saw the opening monologue stuff for sure and a few of the awards.
What'd you think about the monologue?
I thought it was pretty good. At times, he was trying to bring in some serious with the Me Too movement, but also making jokes about it at the same time, which made me feel a little awkward. But I don't know. I didn't know your thoughts on it being a comedian and all, but it definitely made me think, whoa, I don't know how Bobby does this, like comedy tour jokes, like, and tells the jokes, and then you wait for the crowd to react, and then it's like, ooh.
A lot of times it's like, ooh.
Clearly that wasn't funny, ooh. You know?
That happens a lot. I thought he did great, because you have to take all that.
Real-time things.
Mm-hmm,
I get it.
You have to insert it. And I thought when he walked over to the statue and said, hey, this is the perfect man. You can see his hands. He doesn't have a dingling.
Yeah.
I thought that was good, because you have to make a joke without... It's a fine line. I felt like he walked it pretty well. I thought the jet ski thing was funny. He walks out and he goes, hey, the shortest speech gets the jet ski. And Helen Mirren was out.
This is a really long show. So here's what we're going to do. Not saying you shouldn't give a long speech, but whoever gives the shortest speech tonight will go home with, Johnny, tell them what they'll win.
It's a brand new jet ski.
And so, did you not see it, Lunch?
No, I didn't see that. That's really funny. I didn't see that part at all.
And so Helen Mirren was the one out being the model. And she was like, here
that
it is.
That is really funny.
And they ended up giving it to somebody. For the
really?
Show. Yeah, it was a real thing.
Oh. I would try to win it.
So there's that. And then he also talked about last year, which again, these awards are so over my head. That was the end of the movies. Except Get Out. And that one won, like a screenwriter one.
Yeah.
That's about the only one I saw. But they had a whole deal where last year, whenever they had the best picture, they read the wrong movie came up and started giving the acceptance speech. They go, oh, messed up. And the other movie had to come up. And it was a whole mess.
This year, when you hear your name called, don't get up right away. Give us a minute. We don't want another thing. What happened last year was unfortunate. I've not told the story in public because I wanted to save it for tonight. But here's what happened. This is true. Last year, about a week before the show, the producers asked me if I wanted to do some comedy with the accountants. And I said, no, I don't want to do comedy with the accountants. So then the accountants went ahead and did comedy on their own.
So I thought he did a great job. The host's real pressure is that first 11 minutes. Otherwise, it's pretty easy. I thought you did good. So my co-host Amy has two kids, 1-10. The girl, 1-7, the boy, and they've been in America for the last 2 months now. Yep. And so she's only ever let me have the boy by myself. She's like, can't take them both. So I took them driving around in the car. And she's like, can't take them both. They're too much. But then she asked someone on the show to babysit them both at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, desperate times. Yeah. Call for desperate measures.
So who did you ask?
Phone screener Hillary.
Oh, that's a solid guess.
Yeah.
Solid pick.
Yeah, I trust her, I guess.
Totally. But I just never know how they're going to behave, what's going to happen. Are they going to start speaking a bunch of Creole behind her back and she's going to lose control and not know what's going to happen? But I think that she's got a real soft energy about her. She's really kind and gentle, and I think they pick up on that. And evidently, they had a great time.
Phone screener Hillary. How'd it go?
It went really well. It was a lot of fun.
Did your English and there not a lot of English come into play at all?
A little bit. They did start speaking their language like one time, and I'm like, what's happening right now? Are they talking about me? Do they not like me? I got really paranoid.
All that.
But it was fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I get paranoid too.
What did Amy pay you per hour?
What? I don't even know. What was it per hour? She paid me well. Too much, though. She paid me too much.
What'd you
pay? I went on the high end, for sure.
What's the rate for babysitters?
Okay, so I talked to some girlfriends, and they said the going rate is $12 to $15 an hour. $15 on the high end for teenagers that will also do the dishes.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't know that.
Hillary's not a teenager, and she also has another job, and she was doing me a solid, so I went on the high end, $15 an hour.
Woo. How many hours do you watch kids?
It was like 4 or 5, I think.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot.
5 hours.
It was a while.
Were you tired after it was over?
No, it went by really fast. We really did have fun.
What'd you guys do, Hillary?
Her daughter's a little more quiet, so she stayed upstairs and did her homework and watched TV. And then me and her son, he was just all over the place. He wanted to do his little workout videos, jump rope. We played on his tablet, all kinds of stuff.
Does he do his projectile laugh with you? Where he goes, ah!
He didn't do that.
He does have that, yeah.
When I'm around, I don't even know what the deal is. He go, you fought? And I'd be like,
oh, he did fought. Call Hillary out for farting.
Did you fart, Hillary?
No. Okay, so what happened? My stomach growled, and he was like leaning on me, playing on his tablet, coloring. And my stomach growled, and he looked at me, he's like, you farted. I'm like, no, I didn't. And he goes, yes, you did.
You farted?
And so it growled again, and he's like, you need to go see a doctor. I was like, no, I don't.
Because that's what we tell him, because he farts so much. And every time I say, we need to go to the doctor, you can't stop. So now if anytime he hears anybody else do it, he's like, you need to go to the doctor.
So has his stomach issues kind of come around? Because they were eating different food in Haiti than here.
Yeah, we're getting better. There's still some stuff that kind of makes him. But now we have appointment time. I ask him to just please go. Let's just go sit on the toilet. Let's see what happens. Just go sit there. So he takes a little book and he goes and he sits. And then we just wait for something to happen. And it works. Like yeah. It's helped him, his stomach go down. He used to have more of a bloated stomach. And then yesterday I was really looking at it and I was like, dang, you're getting some abs.
Should do what I do, Metamucil. I did. My trainer said, hey, you have do Metamucil.
The doctor put him on some little kid probiotic, but.
Yeah. His laugh. He'll go, you fought? No, I didn't. Stop. No, I didn't. You fought it. No, I didn't. No! It's loud, man. man. He piercing. Got some pipes on him. Mm-hmm. Well, so everybody's good, though. Kids are good. Kids are safe.
And Hillary is officially on the list as a sitter. And
$15 an hour put me on the list.
Yeah, me too.
I know. That's the high end for sure, but she's worth it. Good job, Hillary.
Thank you. Wow. I can't even get both the kids, and Hillary's been here like 2 days on the show, and she gets both that long.
Get your feelings hurt?
You know, Mariah Carey has this humongous mansion in Beverly Hills, and she's like, okay, I don't want to live in it anymore. I'm just going to lease it out. $35,000 a month. Crazy, huh? I would just think, if I were rich enough to pay $35,000 a month to rent a house, why would I not put that money toward buying?
Yeah.
There's got to be special circumstances.
The house sits on 1 acre, 9 bedrooms, a guest house. I don't even know what a foyer is. It's a two-story foyer.
That's where you walk in, when you walk in a house. It's the foyer.
Oh. Yeah.
Clueless, man.
The hallway?
Like the entryway, but.
Well, you know who grew up in Arkansas? Me.
My foyer is about the size of my hand.
Yeah. Really?
Like, a foyer is where you walk in the house? Like, yes. It's nothing. It's the size of this desk.
Hmm. I don't think I have a foyer. Yeah.
You go straight to the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like.
Well, I mean, everybody has one. It just depends on how big it is.
Amen to that, sister.
Got him.
Stop. So anyway, that's $35,000 a month.
Man, that must be nice to afford that.
Maybe some people that are like in between.
Like they can, where?
Well, I don't know. They sold their mansion. They're trying to find a new mansion, so they rent a mansion.
That's got to be it, because I don't understand. Yeah. Paying that
where
money.
Was this house?
In Beverly Hills.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Or you just really want a good foyer.
I was reading a story about the median home price in Austin, Texas, and it's $325,000.
It's a lot.
And it continues to go up higher and higher. And then I was reading a story. The same story talks about the median home price in Palo Alto, California. $3 million.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's why all those people in California moved to Austin. And they buy these like massive houses because they're like, whoa, look what I can
and
get.
And then Austin now is going to become Palo Alto.
And I got to be honest with you, I don't even know where Palo Alto is. It was just in the story. I imagine it's in that tech place near San Francisco.
Probably.
Yeah. And then
someone looked that up, so I'm not wrong. But yeah,
I think you're right. And then they come and do tech and I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Apple's in Palo Alto, right?
I don't know, but $3 million what an average house costs in Palo Alto.
Yeah, Mountain View. Yeah, San Francisco area.
Okay. I've never been to San Francisco.
Good call.
Oh, it's awesome. You should go.
I had asked selfishly because we have so many new listeners in a lot of cities that are coming on the show. And Denver, especially because I was there last week. And we have a lot. By the way, if you're listening in Denver, appreciate you giving us a shot. And I just wanted some of our listeners to call and maybe say why they like us or maybe why they don't like us. And so Jason is on in Florida. Hey, Jason, we have new listeners. Would you mind giving us an endorsement of some sort?
Sure. I listen because it's real, genuine people doing real things in the world that matter.
What do you mean, real people?
Like y'all said numerous times that y'all aren't radio people. Y'all are just real friends that have known each other for a while and worked together, and y'all make it happen and make it happen real good.
Well, I appreciate that. Do you think the show's funny or no?
Oh, yeah. I listen to it every day.
Thanks, man. Where you live in Florida?
I actually live in southeast Georgia, but the biggest city to me is Jacksonville.
Okay. Well, Jason, I appreciate you, buddy. I'll give you one of these. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. So, what I've always said, and it's true, is that I started doing the show by myself, and everybody here just kind of got brought in because I knew them before we did radio. Nobody's been on the radio except for me. Amy was never on the radio. Amy was selling granite.
Yep.
Met her at a Culver's restaurant. Lunchbox was delivering for Jason's Deli.
Yep.
He left college to come over here. He's still 3 hours short.
3 hours short of a degree.
And he won't go back.
Hey.
Eddie was my TV producer.
Yeah.
And so
TV guy.
Mike D was an intern a long time ago. How long was that?
Oh my gosh, a long time.
9 years ago?
Mike D messaged me on MySpace.
That's pretty crazy.
And said, hey, I'm thinking about doing a podcast.
Yeah.
9 years ago. And he said, hey, what can I do? I said, just come up to the studio. Watch us how we do it. And he never left. And so, yeah, that's the kind of the history of the show.
I tried to leave like 3 times, I think.
Amy did. She moved to North Carolina. I said, don't worry. We'll build a studio in your house. Then she was like, when the kids get here, I'm leaving. And then it took longer than we thought. So, and then.
Here we are. You know, once you've invested 12 years, it's like, okay, fine, I'll stay.
Is that how marriage is?
Oh, boy.
What?
Don't answer that.
No. Sydney in Boston. Hi, Sydney.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
So I love you guys just because you guys are just like that. You guys are all friends. And I love Amy's Morning Corny. I retweet it every day.
Boom.
Amy always knows how successful her Morning Corny is by the amount of retweets she gets.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate that call. Yeah, appreciate you. Man, man, man. Let's go to Kelsey in Arkansas.
I was doing your son's laugh earlier. I blew a nostril or something.
Blew a nostril.
Yeah, because her son has this really loud laugh. Mm-hmm. And I think I blew something in my throat. Okay, Kelsey in Arkansas, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I'm coughing on the air. This is why we're not a good radio show.
Yeah. Didn't we used to have cough buttons?
We probably still do. I don't know. Our technology is so old. I don't think we have a cough button.
If we do, it doesn't work.
I think we just put our hand over the mic. Yes. Kelsey, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I love listening to the Bobby Bones show because I used to not like radio because I hated the talk shows. They interrupted the music. But I love y'all's show because it's funny and it's entertaining. It's not like any other radio show. And we get to follow y'all's lives and your stories.
That's very kind. Would you rather us play less music?
I think it's kind of a good mix because y'all kind of blend in music with y'all's stories. So,
what if we sang our stories and made it even mixier?
Hmm. Well, I mean, then that would just add funniness to the show.
No, wouldn't it be terrible? It would be terrible. Hey, I appreciate that, though, Kelsey. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Man, thank you so much. So if you're listening, you're a new listener. Those three people that we screened, it can't be wrong. There was nobody. They were all nice calls. So her name's Carrie Carmen, 25 years old. She was in a movie theater in New York. She became so mad because this kid kept asking her mom for popcorn. All through the movie, she kept asking her mom for popcorn. The kid's two, by the way. Said, "Mom, popcorn." Well, so Carrie told the kid, "Hey, be quiet." And then she hit her over the head with the popcorn.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then dumped it on her. She dumped it on the two-year-old in the movie theater.
That's not cool. That's wrong.
She's got problems.
That's not funny.
So the first thing I think is, why not dump it on the adult?
Right. Why are you picking on the two-year-old?
Why are you dumping it on anyone?
I know. No, I get that. But the first thing I think is, like, crazy people are going to do crazy things.
Yeah, okay.
But what's a two-year-old know? All she knows is what her mom has taught her.
True.
Dump it on the mom and run. Don't dump it on this poor two-year-old. So she started cussing the mom, and then she put her hand on the child's mouth, dumped the popcorn on her, and then hit her with the bin.
Wow.
Like I said, crazy people do crazy things, but it's not the two-year-old's fault.
Oh my goodness, that's hard for that two-year-old. Like, that two-year-old's probably going to be in therapy later in life.
Two-year-old probably thought it was awesome. She got a popcorn storm.
Oh my goodness.
The police searched for surveillance footage, and they found, because of that, in the receipts. So they got her.
I'm impressed that a two-year-old can go to a movie.
Not very well, because she's yelling for popcorn
That's
the whole
true.
Time. Your kids haven't been to a movie with you yet, right?
No, just the husband.
Eddie, how you doing with your kids? They go to movies, both of them?
We go to kids' movies. I don't bring them to, like, you know, adult movies or anything like that. I think they watch Star Wars, and that's pretty much...
50 Shades?
An adult, yeah, 50 Shades or greater.
Yeah. The Oscars won last night, and Mike D saw all 9 of them?
Yeah, except one.
Which one did you not see?
The Post.
Oh, the one about the newspaper reporters.
Yeah.
So he saw 8 of the 9. Which one would I like?
You would like 3 Billboards.
Any of the other ones?
That's about it.
Why would I not like the other ones?
They're very artsy and kind of weird.
Oh, Bobby's artsy
and
weird.
What about the fish one?
No, he would hate it.
I would hate it?
Yeah, you would hate it.
Why would I hate it? What was that one called?
The Shape of Water.
Hooking up with water? Hooking up with things in the water?
Because if you thought Beauty and the Beast was weird...
Oh, I thought Beauty and the Beast was so weird.
Yeah, you wouldn't like this at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast was weird. It was the girl from Harry Potter, like, making out with a donkey or something.
Yeah. A beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was, what would Harry say? So that's this one?
Yeah.
Mm. Did the one you thought was the best win?
No, I thought 3 Billboards was going to win.
Really?
Yeah.
Did everybody think 3 Billboards would win? Was that the consensus? Huh. Well, listen, I think the Oscars are a big, big load of crap. I think it's a terrible show. And because you can't put 8 movies up that no one's seen.
Like, no one. Except for Mike D.
Get Out was seen by many. That was one of them. Yeah. I saw that one. But, yeah, you can't do that and expect big numbers. I don't know what the ratings are going to be. But
a box office hit or something hasn't won since, like, 2004.
Yeah, it's because the people who vote on it are cool.
Okay.
And so they're in the industry, okay. So they're not gonna vote for, you know, Freddie got fingered 3 with Tom Green, you know, coming back.
So, okay.
But yeah, I get a vote in that stuff, but I never vote.
Oh yeah, okay.
But appointment watching is not a thing anymore. It's just not. If it's not on demand or we can't go to it, that's how the show is too. Like, it's the whole thing. I know people are listening right now, but you know how many people we have listening to us online later and they just go with what they want to hear? That's the future of this. Like, radio as we know it, radio's always going to be around, but radio as we know it, 3 years, goodbye. We're going to be doing all on demand. You heard it here first.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the Bobby Awards, otherwise known as the Boscars.
Oh, oh nice.
Yeah. You know, the Oscars were last night, so I have some Bosker awards to give away here. For most romantic gesture, the award goes to Lunchbox for secretly having a barbershop quartet sent to his wife's work for Valentine's Day. He didn't want us to know about it.
Well deserved.
Wow. Speech.
I'd just like to say that Eddie sold me out, and I wasn't happy about it.
You're welcome. You got an award for it.
You got a box.
There
you go. Most improved. Ooh. The most improved Oscar has been to this person. He surprisingly hasn't been late in 2 months. Talking about Eddie.
Come on, yes! Get up!
He wins a Bosker.
You all noticed.
Producer Eddie's. Well, when you're late all the time, we
know. 2 months?
Yeah. Yes. The Bosker Award goes for most revealing fact to Amy when she revealed that she used to walk up and down her street like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman as a kid.
That was a good one.
She just wanted to street walk like
I didn't
her.
Yes, know.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The Bosker Award.
But
yes.
She doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, I quit that.
And the Bosker for the biggest win goes to our producer Raymond for betting his savings account on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, even though he ended up getting paid in Bitcoin. Hey, the Bosker goes to producer Raymond. How you feel about that, Raymond?
I'm an investor, man. I'm going to be on Wall Street someday, and it all started right here on this show.
Someday? You're like 30, dude.
You got to get on it.
You're not 9.
Come on.
I want to be an astronaut and a cowboy. Give it up for the Bosker Award winner. Yeah, there we go. I just want to punch O.J. Simpson in the face.
Why?
Well, he's got another show coming out.
What?
Yeah, so Fox is set to air a previously unaired interview with O.J. Simpson. It's called O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession. I'm so over O.J., and he's now just exploiting the fact that he's out. He's talking. I'll play some clips. Yeah, but that's it. I just wouldn't take a picture with him. Would you guys take a picture with O.J. if you saw him?
No, I wouldn't.
I'd have to think about it, but nah, probably not.
Probably.
You go out to him?
Yeah, I'd go up to him and get a picture just because everybody would be like, oh my gosh, you met O.J.
Yeah. Well, here's O.J. Simpson saying that he probably, if he did it, he'd have an accomplice, right?
I'm going to tell you a story you've never heard before. It takes place the night of June 12, 1994, and it concerns the murders of my ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her young friend, Ronald Goldman. Forget everything you think you know about that night, because I know the facts better than anyone. This is one story the whole world got wrong.
So, and then he says, hypothetically, I had an accomplice. It's a whole thing.
That's weird, man. Like, we all know.
Let's stop caring.
We all know, right? Like,
well, he was found not innocent, but he was found not guilty in a criminal trial. But he was found guilty in a civil trial where he owes a bunch of money. Different jury rules.
Yes.
But again, stop with the TV stuff.
Yeah. Quit feeding it.
That's the quote. Hypothetically, I had an accomplice. And he had that whole book called If I Did It. Remember that?
That's weird to me.
I mean, I just feel so bad for the families of those involved that he keeps capitalizing off of this.
And some would say, well, he needs money. Okay, well.
Okay.
Then go work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go do. Quit. Yeah, like Amy said, quit capitalizing off of this. Like,
but if people are paying him for it, isn't he being smart?
Well, obviously, yeah. We need to quit feeding it.
Yes. It's our fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that show comes on. I will not watch it. By the way, I thought Eddie was pretty rude to me on Instagram.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
What did I do?
All I was wearing was sweats and a white t-shirt and a pair of like the old school Jordans. I love shoes. And I had a pair of white old school retro Jordans from when I was like 10. And Eddie goes, hey, Justin Bieber, cool pick.
Nice shot of Bieber. I like that.
It's on my Instagram. And I just took it. My new thing now is taking selfies in the mirror because I think people who do them are so ridiculous. So every mirror I go to, I take a selfie and I post it on my Insta story.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I only posted one on my main page and Eddie wrote, hey, cool pick, Bieber.
Hey, take it how you want, but at first glance, I thought that was Bieber, dude.
Yeah, is it the shirt, too?
It was just a white t-shirt. That's all it was. And all the listeners were hating on me because I lost too much weight. I haven't lost too much weight, by the way. After I finished my last taping of Idol, I ate 5 cookies.
Really?
Yeah, and milk. And it felt like there was a fist fight in my stomach. Mm-hmm. I did that whole thing.
This is a big battle.
But I did. So here we go. On my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, this is That's Rude. Selfie edition. Eddie M. says, no wonder you're single. Try wearing something that makes you look like a man.
Dang.
That's rude.
Wow.
Irma G. says, you'd look really nice if you dressed appropriately for your age. That's rude. By the way, all I'm wearing is sweats and a t-shirt. That's it.
Yeah.
Amber F. says, who wore it better, Justin Bieber or Bobby Bones? That's rude. Danny J. says, please eat a cheeseburger.
Oh, those are the worst.
Cheeseburger tips are dumb.
Mindy says, you remind me of my 15-year-old son.
Oh!
That's rude. There. You can see it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Lunchbox, go ahead.
You do look like Bieber.
There we go. I told you.
I don't look like Bieber.
Baby.
Okay, and I guess that's even a compliment.
Yeah, Bieber's a good-looking dude.
But you didn't mean it as a compliment. No, neither
dude,
did
I just wrote what I saw. And in a split second, I was like, damn, that looks like Bieber.
I think he just turned 24. Just,
yeah.
There you go.
I'm 37, man. I'm holding on good. There,
looking
now.
Good there, Biebs.
You guys can hate all you want.
I'm going to Justin Bieber's page and see if I can find the same picture.
Yeah, what if I just recreated it? I'm used to it.
And he's commenting, he's like, dude, I'm just a regular t-shirt, man. Leave me alone.
They're all like, why are you trying to look 37, Bieber? Yeah, my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Shout out Oklahoma. There's a family, they reported their son, husband, Jonathan Michael Davis, missing on Thursday. They told police he disappeared and that the abductor was sending threatening messages. And the message ordered them to pay money through PayPal if they wanted to get him back. So the kidnapper also sent photos which showed his hands and fingers being broken.
Oh my.
I know. This like happened in the States.
Oh.
So within a few hours of the family contacting police, they found him unharmed at the River Spirit Casino in Tulsa, gambling alone. He was just faking his kidnapping to get money.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop. Where did he get the video of, like...
Probably YouTube.
What?
They arrested him on extortion, blackmail, false reporting of a crime. 34 years old, faked his own kidnapping to collect ransom from his friends.
This guy.
While he was gambling in a Tulsa casino.
Would you say he has a problem?
Yes.
Shout out, Oklahoma. Hey, they did research on exactly who a millennial is. We always have this debate.
Oh, yes. Finally.
So the Pew Research Center announced that anyone this year that's 22 to 37 is a millennial. Now, dang. I'm 37. I don't consider myself a millennial.
I do. I'm 36.
Well, I think that we're just on the edge, like the scraping the edge.
Obviously. Barely make the cut.
I read a story that said millennials are buying houses with big backyards, not for their family, but for their dogs. And I was like, well, there's me. That's what I did. My last house, I had to find a house for my dog.
Yeah, true.
But that's all I have. I need a backyard for any kids yet. One day. But then, yeah, whatever. But yeah, millennials. That means everybody but Eddie's a millennial.
That's just me. I missed it by a year.
Officially.
A year. Dang,
38. Yeah. What? You're right. What?
Only 38?
Yes.
Come on.
Hey, check his birth certificate.
Yeah, let's see it.
He's like some of those baseball players that come over from other countries.
They claim they're like a lot younger than that.
Yeah.
Way older.
Last week, we were giving away trips to our iHeart Country Festival, and we would play a secret sound, and Amy nailed every one of them. She's just like,
she's good.
This was her one talent. So what I have here.
I had no idea I even had this talent.
I have a bunch of secret sounds now.
Oh,
just
great.
Just to see how many you can get.
Now there's pressure.
Yeah, but there's pressure then too.
And it's just for fun.
You ready?
Ugh, okay.
What's the pressure? What are you going to lose if you don't get it right?
You didn't pay for a scholarship.
My integrity.
You didn't pay for a scholarship here. Okay, ready? Here you go. Name this secret sound.
Coins.
Okay. Name this secret sound.
Hammer.
Name this secret sound.
Well, it could be...
I have an answer right here.
Okay, aerosol spray.
Will you accept that, Mike D?
Yeah. Because that could be like spray deodorant or Lysol.
Spray can. Okay, how about... And it's getting a little harder now. Ready? Name that secret sound.
Play it again.
Okay.
Cutting paper.
Wow, she's good.
Okay, name the secret sound. You won't get this one. It gets harder. Yeah, she won't get this one. You want to hear it again?
Come on, Amy.
Come on, Amy. You got it.
Poker chips.
Yeah!
Shut up!
Yeah!
One up! Okay.
There are only two more.
I love that sound.
This is amazing. We found it,
yeah,
boys.
She's good.
Take this to market. I don't know what it is, but put it out there. Let's sell it. There's no way you get that one. I'm just telling you, there's no way. I'll play it again. Ready?
Well, I mean, I know what that sounds like, something I do.
Go ahead.
When I'm like wrapping paper, wrapping presents and stuff.
What is your answer?
That's my answer. I mean,
what is your answer?
Wrapping paper.
Oh, no.
It's opening a paper bag.
Okay.
Yeah. And finally, one last one.
Super close.
Ready?
What?
Come on, Amy.
Focus.
Hey, use your powers.
Come on, you can do this.
Do like 11 on Stranger Things.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Really, really, okay. Sometimes it hurts.
But yeah.
I feel it's like shuffling through paper. Like when you're...
Well, what is your answer, Amy?
Come on, Amy.
Shuffling papers. How would you say it?
What would you say, Eddie?
Oh, hunt it, counting those bills.
Yeah, counting cash.
Money's paper.
Yeah, and ice and water are the same thing, but not really.
Yeah. Nobody's perfect, Amy.
Yeah. You had a great run.
But you're good.
You did have a good run there.
Yeah.
Keep practicing.
I have a question for Morgan number two, our 24-year-old who does all our digital websites, socials. 24-year-old Morgan number two, let me ask you a question. Why are people so obsessed with Kylie Jenner? Because I don't get why they are. But let me turn your mic up. Sorry. I don't know where your microphone is because my board is broken. I was told this morning, by the way, that they could have fixed it a long time ago and put it somewhere else.
And why did it happen?
I don't know.
Oh. doesn't make a lot of sense.
Go ahead, Morgan.
Okay.
Number two.
Honestly, I don't really know. I've never been a huge Kardashian person, so I'm probably the worst 24-year-old to ask. I really don't watch their shows or follow any of them on social media.
Mm.
So I don't know, but I think it's just kind of a cultural thing in that they're all over social media. They're everywhere. It's hard not to find them or see them anywhere. So they're just kind of become an icon and all that.
I successfully avoid her.
Yeah, but there's something, because they put that picture of her baby up, Kylie Jenner's baby.
Yeah.
People were going nuts. And I'm thinking, why do people care that much?
Okay.
Whatever it is, I'm not feeling the bond.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to know why it is. I like to learn. Like, what is it that she's doing that's making people care? Yeah. If anyone wants to call us and share, they can. Yeah. 877-77-BOBBY.
Maybe that's the fascinating part, is people don't understand why. So it makes it
I'm not even being a hater right now. Yeah. I like to learn from people that do things right. And I don't know what she's doing. So, but people, I was just watching pictures of her baby. She put it on Snapchat or like with little fires on its head.
Well, remember when one of them, was it her? One of the Kardashians or Jenners like denounced Snapchat and stock dropped like.
A little bit of urban legend.
Oh.
That happened to happen at the same time that it happened, but that wasn't why it dropped $1 billion. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was a piece of it, but it wasn't the whole thing.
Oh.
Like you had mentioned too, he was also bonus like $100 million. The company had some bet, regardless.
Okay.
Yes. But the phones are open if someone wants to explain that to me.
What's her baby's name?
Stormy.
Stormy.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do I know that?
Shoot. You just gave yourself up, Amy.
I found an article why the 20-somethings love Kylie Jenner.
Go ahead.
Elizabeth from Brooklyn, New York. I just like the way she doesn't care what people think. In a lot of ways, she's mature because she's so grown up, but in a different way, she's just like us. Hangs out with her friends, silly, and doesn't care what people think.
But they do care what people think. Everything about them is caring what people think.
Yeah.
Well, she's completely altered her entire, maybe she doesn't, but is that her not caring what people think? So she's like, I'm just going to change my everything about my face and body.
People are calling in too. Also, I saw a picture of her. She was in like a shirt and like her little underwear. It was 2 weeks after she had the baby. She's like, look at my body. And it was all back.
Did she have that like, what do they call that mommy makeover?
Was that plastic surgery?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes they'll, if they have a cesarean, they'll give you a tummy tuck at the same time.
Hmm.
Right?
A little twofer. A little BOGO.
While we're at it. It's like Payless. The Payless of having a baby.
Hey, we're already here. Why not? Yeah. Throw in an extra $2,000. We'll do it for you.
I don't know. Maybe someone could call in. We don't know.
Yeah. I have people call. Okay. People are calling, so let me hit this. Get your Bobby Bones on. In the least hater way possible, I said, why do people follow Kylie Jenner? Why do they care so much about her baby? Why? Because I want to know. And so here's Kylie. Hey, Kylie, how old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
So do you follow Kylie Jenner?
Remotely, you know, on Snapchat and Instagram, but, you know, I've always watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
So what is it, and again, I'm asking just out of curiosity, what is it that makes you go, okay, I should really be invested in this person's life?
Well, you know, since she was the whole pregnancy thing and, you know, she kind of fell off the map, everyone, you know, wanted to jump on it. But, you know, being someone that's 23, you know, I don't have it all. She has the cars, the clothes, the jewelry and everything. So, you know, everyone thinks, oh, I can do that too. But really, it's unrealistic. And she's only famous.
Is that part of it that she's really rich and people just want to see someone who's really rich?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Let me take another one. Hannah in Georgia. Hey, Hannah. How old are you?
I am 21.
Okay, so what's the deal with the Jenners to you?
I think it was more of the mystery. She had rumors that she was pregnant, but she wouldn't really come out with it. She was hiding her bump, and then we just kind of waited it out until she did have Stormy, and now she's coming out with a makeup line. I'm all into makeup, so I follow her on her makeup, mostly on Snapchat, and I think that her makeup line is based off of her baby now.
Well, I'd like to say this. There's a rumor that I might be pregnant. Just throwing that out there.
Disappear for 9 months.
Tell your friends.
I noticed a little something down there.
Yeah, yeah. 8-5 cookies, I told you. After my final Idol taping, I went crazy. I got a baby in there. Hey, let me say something about non-smokers are wanting 3 extra vacation days because if smokers get all these breaks, they're going, hey, where are my vacation days? I'm not taking breaks. Let me tell you something about this, first of all. This is dumb. This whole thing's dumb. The fact that smokers get breaks is so dumb. Because you have a bad habit. Listen, I like to gamble. Should I get 15 minutes to go play poker? You know, once every hour?
Yeah.
Lunchbox eats his toenails. Mm-hmm. Should he get toenail breaks during the... No! We shouldn't be getting breaks for bad habits anyway. So, this whole story is dumb. We don't give extra vacation to non-smokers because we shouldn't give breaks to smokers. The end.
But the break exists.
Yes. Okay, stop the break.
Okay, but right now, the smoking break exists.
But it's an unofficial break.
Yeah, and now we should stop the break. There's no reason we should have a break for a bad habit.
Okay.
Because if so, there are a lot of bad habits.
I just think these haters should go for a walk or something for like 5 minutes.
Those haters are probably on Facebook.
Oh, all haters are on Facebook.
That's where they live.
That's where you get your hater card. Yeah.
They're probably taking their social media break.
They go and they clock in for the day.
All right. Welcome to Facebook.
Welcome to Facebook today. Who would you like to be hating on today? We have all your options here.
Here's your list.
Welcome.
Here's the radio show. Here's Grey's Anatomy. Here's the postman who didn't deliver your mail on time.
Bobby Bones.
Who would you
one.
Like to hate the bird? Oh. But let's just stop with the smoke breaks. Let's stop with the non-smokers asking for extra time. What happened to the good old days when you just go to work?
Yeah, 9 to 5 and then go home.
Just go to work. And your break should be when you're on the computer on Twitter when nobody knows.
Yeah. When you're smoking,
Facebook,
it's
Instagram.
Obvious.
81% of smokers say smoke breaks are fair. Well, yeah, no crap.
Well,
they're because they gotta go
you know,
smoke.
I bet you 90% of bank robbers also think robbing banks is fair.
So, yeah, it's just a terrible precedent.
Mm-hmm.
What other bad habits can we let people out for?
Drinking.
I like the gambling one. That's funny.
I like to go curse outside for 5 minutes. Is that okay?
It has to be something you're addicted to.
Yeah, but okay, there's sex addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get...
Can't do that. Okay. 5 minutes.
All right, never mind. Maybe.
I like to... trust me.
Well, I mean, also
I'm setting
stuff,
you up, bud.
Yeah, you can trust do me. In public.
Twice.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Oh, boy.
Dude, we're done.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. Tell your friends. The Bobby Bones Show. That dip party that Morgan number two had sounds disgusting.
Why?
And total flu for everyone. That's probably why you're sick.
I didn't go.
Oh.
You're probably sicker. What did you do? What is it?
Morgan number two, our 24-year-old, had a dip party. Tell them what that is.
You bring your own dip, like food dip, your favorite dish that's like an appetizer.
You share it.
Everybody's sharing dips.
Oh, that's okay.
But it's not the double dip party. Everyone just dips once.
Well, the dip party turns into double dip party real quick. Because as soon as one person does it, all those germs.
That means it's okay, too, and everyone starts doing it.
So everybody just brings a dip and you hang out and do what?
Yeah, we just hang out. It was a girls' night, and nobody double dipped. We had plates and everything, so
sorry, your microphone's out again.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Here comes upset Bobby.
Send the email. Just send the email right now. Bobby.
There's no email. I've been crowing about this for a month.
I know we've heard you.
Yeah.
I've had to take it to the airwaves. That's how you know it's really bad.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Sorry, Morgan number two. I have to cut you off because your microphone's broken again.
It's okay.
Yeah,
so
but
what kind
a dip party.
Did you guys have?
A dip party.
I'm done talking about a dip party.
Go back to dip. Onion, French onion.
No, you're begging for the flu. That's. By the way, the Bachelor finale is tonight.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. And I've heard it is the most dramatic season finale of all time. And I talked to Ray's girlfriend, and she read the spoiler, and she said, "No, really, it is the most dramatic finale of all time."
Is it 2 nights or 2 hours?
2 hours, and then the hour reunion. So it's a 3 hour night. I mean, I'm locked and loaded, ready to go.
3 hours,
7
like Titanic,
to 10 p.m.
dude. Titanic of the Bachelor.
Get ready.
Do you see that story about the boxer who left $150,000 in a bag at Jay-Z's bar?
Stop it.
No.
Forgot it. Lost it.
How much money?
$150,000.
I would not give that back.
It's one of those stories over there, if you wouldn't mind handing me one of those stories. Yeah, here, thank you. Not one, but 5 knockouts cost a pro fighter his purse.
Ooh. Oh, it was his winnings.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
$145,000 in cash and jewelry. He was partying with his assistant at Jay-Z's 40-40 club.
Oh.
The assistant handed one of the women the bag, and I don't...
It gone.
It's gone.
Like, why are you so reckless with your money like that?
Who even puts it in a bag and walks around with it?
I thought that was in the movies.
Well, because the purse, yeah. That's how they give you the purse.
No, the purse isn't like a literal purse.
It's the prize money.
It's the prize. I know.
What you win when you...
I think they could probably do direct deposit if you request it.
Yeah. Or a check or something.
The paperwork.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. Did you see where the girl from Full House, Jodi Sweetin, I guess she's an adult now, there are footsteps on her house.
Yeah, she's been an adult for a while now. What? Well,
yeah, I still watch Full House on Nick at Night. She's still a kid to me.
Okay.
Even though she's 36.
36.
Yeah. So what happened?
So she heard footsteps on her house. And so they called the cops. And
there you go.
They found a dude with a hoodie trying to break in.
No
her
way.
House.
That's scary.
No evidence was left behind. She keeps security. After discovering her ex-fiancé has been released early from prison.
Uh-oh.
So was it him?
I don't know. It doesn't say. She heard footsteps on a roof, and there was a man wearing a hoodie. That's crazy. This music is the opposite of how I feel about it.
Yeah.
This is the extended version here. Remember when TV theme show songs were like 4 minutes?
Yeah.
It took up an eighth of the show.
Just, they knew all the words.
Yeah. Now there's no, it's like 5 seconds and they get going immediately because they have to hook you. That's Bebe Rexha. I saw her Saturday night. I said hi. I don't know her, but she was there for Idol. And she and Katy Perry are friends. They both had their dogs with them. So they were taking pictures. I put it on my Insta story. They switched dogs and took a picture with each other's dog.
It's cute.
Cute.
Yeah. She was nice. Saw her. Talked to Cam for a while on Saturday night. I've been sleepwalking. She was singing duets with a couple of the Idol people. Well, a lot of people there. Colby Kelly.
Yeah.
Sugarland was the night before, so I didn't see them. I've been sleepwalking. Whoa. Yeah, Idol starts Sunday night. Crazy, huh? They've tricked me. Even if I wasn't on the show, they would trick me to think I need to see it again. Like, the promos are that good.
Yeah, I agree. I saw a lot of the commercials last night, yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now I'm totally biased, so I don't know. But, yeah, I think it would be cool. But I would be even tricked. You know, I should say this, too, before Amy does her pile. Yeah, I met with the people from Roper Boots.
Yeah.
And just they have a whole bunch of different lines. Met with them last week when I was in Denver. They're in Denver. I think I'm going to go by the factory next week before my show in Colorado Springs. And I told him how big a Roper fan you were. I was like, Amy's total Roper. They have a line too, like the low cash wears. That's different. It's like a extreme.
Yeah, it's not so conservative.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go by the factory. They have a factory that's right cool. there. So I won't bring you back anything, but just thought I'd let you guys know.
Yeah, oh, you do, man. I like the taupe ones.
What size shoe do you wear, Amy?
I'm an 8.
Girl 8?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't
size
know.
Hey, it's a boot. You got to give them the letter.
When people ask me my size, I normally give them my girl size.
You don't give them your man size?
No.
I don't know. Because some girls buy man tennis shoes because they make different tennis shoes for both.
Right.
And they just go.
Good point.
No, it's not a good or bad point. I just didn't know what you're.
Really? I've never. Women buy men's shoes? Mm-hmm.
Like if you want a cool tennis shoe they don't make in women's, you just buy in men's and you just get it down smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Mind blown.
It shouldn't be. Not that big
so
a deal.
So what would I be, like a guy 5'6"? I don't know.
Yeah, probably like a 4 or 5 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But okay, I may come back, bring something back. 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
11D over here, bud.
No. Stop it. Stop it.
Give me that Justin Roper.
Stop it. Okay, I'm here. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, a doctor has officially been suspended for performing brain surgery on the wrong patient.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, what country? This can't be America.
Well, it was Kenya, but still.
Oh, that makes sense.
No. Have you? There.
We've never been to Kenya.
No, I can never. That's why it makes sense.
Well, I have been to Kenya, and there's some parts that, you would think it's similar to America. Either way, this is a doctor.
That's not that part. That's a different part. There's no way. You're going to do brain surgery on the wrong person.
No, it was a name tag mix-up. Stuff like this also happens in America where maybe there's an amputation
clear
or something.
Your throat. There you go.
Yeah, hit the cough button.
She didn't want to get away from the light. She was trying to fight through it.
I tried.
Just clear your throat. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, the person that ended up with the brain surgery really just needed a few pills.
Oh, my goodness.
But the thing is, I saw the end of this. It helped him, and now he's super smart.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop it. Really? Is that true, Amy?
They're both doing well.
No, it's not true. I'm not sure.
Wow.
He's extra smart now.
It was the greatest thing that ever happened to him.
Thanks, doctor.
I read War and Peace in 1 minute. Done.
I could have never done that last week.
It was like Rookie of the Year, that baseball movie, yes. Where Henry Rowan Gardner hurts his arms and he can throw 100 miles an hour now.
Yes.
He's like, man, I'm crazy.
How do you remember his name?
Rowan Gardner?
Everything.
Yeah, go ahead. What else?
Both patients are doing well.
Great.
But one now has a big scar that's not necessary.
Oh, my goodness.
We were covering for you as you
Thank
were choking
you.
To death.
I
was just ad-libbing with the jokes.
All right, Bobby said not to clear my throat because it makes it worse.
No, what I said was all morning she's going, ugh. I said, hey, that actually hurts you. So if the least you can do that, the better.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. These are 3 apps you do not need to use before bedtime because you will get worse sleep.
Got it. Tinder, Grindr. And Grindr. Wikipedia.
No. Okay. What? If you're looking at YouTube. Where did that
it's
come
from?
It's
a dating app.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
We know. Oh. Okay. YouTube, Pinterest, or Facebook before bed, you'll get lower sleep quality. However, Snapchat, Tumblr, and Instagram, they slept longer.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So there is a difference.
Cool.
I'm super excited about this because I love the original 9 to 5, but Dolly Parton said that, they're ready for a 9 to 5 reboot. And the concept would be an updated film, the original 3 characters mentoring young women who come to them for advice. Nothing's confirmed yet, but there is studio interest.
So it's Dolly, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, there you go.
Or sir.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
And then lastly, if you're looking for a side hustle, this one woman is sharing that she is making big bank selling her extra breast milk to bodybuilders.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Evidently, bodybuilders felt drinking human breast milk is giving them more of a competitive edge, and she realized there was a market for this, and her son wasn't drinking all of the milk she was producing, so she started selling it.
On Facebook.
She's made thousands and thousands of dollars.
Hey, Raymond, you're a recreational bodybuilder, right?
Yeah.
Hey, would you drink someone else's breast milk?
Yeah, I would. Amy, bring me some.
I don't have a baby.
She adopted her kids. I think you still can, though, Amy.
My kid, well, listen, I think...
I don't think Raymond understands how this works over the past 5 years.
You just adopt children, and then all of a sudden you start producing milk. However, I have heard if you're sensing that there's desperate need to provide for your child, you can start producing milk. Even men can do it.
True story.
There you go.
Side hustle. I'm Amy. That's your pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
You know, I was listening to the radio this weekend. You know what I heard? And it just reminds you of how good it is. Sometimes you get so burnt out on it because it plays all the time. That's every song, right? You go, oh, I'm done. I've heard it 5,000 times. But then when it comes back a year later and you're like, oh, that was a jam, then you remember. I heard Holy again.
Oh, yeah.
Heard it playing on the radio, and I was like, oh, that song was so good. But yeah, I was exhausted of it. About a month in.
I do that a lot with Florida Georgia Line songs. Like Hammer in a Nail. Like I heard that one the other day. I'm like, God, that was a good one.
Yeah, with Holy, I was like, man, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one kind of got screwed out of being a multi week number one, too. Cause it,
Holy?
Yeah, because the format's broken. Mm. I'm just the man to fix it. Except I don't care.
I mean, you got the tools.
I can't tell.
But yeah, you know. By the way, I saw an Instagram photo I wanted to bring up of Lunchbox and Eddie sitting by a pond.
Yeah, yes. Well, no, it was a creek, like a little, I guess a river, I guess.
What led to this?
We went to go speak to some kids, read books to them, and the school ended up being like an hour outside of town in the country, and we drove over a river, and I was like, Lunch, let's go sit down there and just kind of hang out. He's like, oh, okay. So
you guys really just want to go sit by a
river? Yeah, no, he wanted to, and he was driving, so I said, okay, because he had pulled over the vehicle, and I wasn't going to just sit in the vehicle.
That's what you do when someone wants to jump you.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're friends. You know, dude, we were in nature. It was a beautiful afternoon, and we sat by the river, man, and just talked. And
like, what y'all talk about?
We really had a come to Bobby meeting, really.
Wow.
It was talking about how we're the same age as Bobby, and we are looked at as a bunch of idiots. Two idiots. Yeah. And Bobby has so much going for him, and there's so much more on the horizon. There's things that he's trying to achieve, and we looked at each other and we realized we have nothing.
Like, what are we gonna do? Like, we have to do something. Bobby's doing great things, you know, and we listed out all the cool stuff you've done, and they're like, what about us?
And I said, look at us, we're sitting here by a little river thinking, man, our life is stupid. Like, if people looked at our career, they would be like,
counterpoint you guys?
I think they would think our career is a waste.
So I'm very lonely because I haven't invested my life into a relationship or kids. So I focus all on work. Everything I have is writing comedy or books or shooting. And I'm the hardest working person I know. But it's only because I don't have other places to put my work. I'm not the hardest working person, period. I'm the hardest career working person I know. Because I don't have other places to put it.
Okay.
Because I don't have relationships to develop. I'm so lacking in that. There's a void in my life right there. So don't look at it that way, because I look at you guys and go, man, Lunchbox and his wife, they go on the weekends, they go to Cherry Blossom Day or whatever. I don't know what crap they go to. You know, Lawn Chair Sunday.
Yeah, antique shopping.
Yeah. And I go, that would be cool to have somebody that, and you've invested into that relationship. Eddie's got two kids. Yeah. I go, man, it'd be nice if I had a couple kids, because here I've accumulated this stuff and these accolades that really mean nothing. We're all going to die anyway. And so, what are you going to die with? Your toys or people that love you? And so far, I don't have that second part. So I think you guys are looking at it completely wrong.
Wow, we didn't cover that at the river.
we didn't go there. Yeah. We kind of went on.
We were more like, what are we going to do? Like, we got to match Bobby. But I guess you're right. We have to look at the things we have, and they're pretty good. Like, my family's awesome.
We've all invested in different things. Mm. And I've gone, lowered my head into my career. At some point, I either have to stop or just say, I'm never going to have what you guys have.
But Bobby, don't you think that there are some, well, we know there are some successful career businessmen who have still created a family and done a lot of things and have all of that. And so maybe maybe Eddie and Lunchbox, they're just looking for the full package. Y'all need more career fulfillment?
I mean, I guess we just kind of come in and do our thing, and then we go home, and
because it's not a priority to you.
And we also realize, you see online, Bobby's doing this, Bobby's doing that, and what are we doing? Sitting by a river, going, man, we are not Bobby.
Yeah.
But you know what I was doing? Just okay, we'll talk career, because I just feel like you're off base in the way that I feel the same way about you guys that you do me, because I don't have that, and I wish I do. Again, I get to do a lot of cool things, but you know how crappy it is doing by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
It's like, I'd rather not even do them.
Oh.
So, yeah, like, I have stuff. I don't have anything to share it with.
There's no
use in having anything if you have nothing to share it with. Nobody to share it with. But on the career side, these things are happening now because I was 2012, I was hustling for 2018.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I guess that's what we were doing at the river, planning for...
I just don't know if I'm
2020, yeah. 2022.
Not sure I want to wait that long.
Well, thanks for the talk, man. That was good. Dude, we should all go to the river sometime.
We just went to the river, okay?
Without
the
river.
Yeah, we just didn't have the water flowing by.
How cool was that, though, lunch? Was that fun?
No. I felt like I spent 30 minutes of my life down there going, I could be at home on the couch watching a TV show.
Why not work out something at work? Instead of, whatever.
See? Now you know what we're talking about.
You don't want it. You don't want it. The Bobby Bones Show. If you wouldn't mind, I think if you subscribe to the Bobbycast, that'd be cool. It's a show I do from my house, and I put up a one-hour episode every Thursday. And Dave Barnes was on last week. He wrote God Gave Me You for him, and then Blake Shelton ended up recording it. He wrote Craving You from Thomas Rhett. He's really funny. Anybody hear that one yet? Man, if you haven't, woo-wee. As I used to say, woo-wee. I said that like 3 seconds ago. That's
I used to say it.
So, yeah, but like Kip Moore, Chris Stapleton, Shane McAnally, big songwriter, they all come by the house. And to download a podcast is really easy. There are two ways. Go to iHeartRadio and you can go to the Bobbycast, search it. And you can now save on iHeartRadio, download it. Same thing with like Apple Podcasts, iTunes. So that's happening. But you know it's coming by the house tonight.
Who?
It won't be up till this week, but David Lee Murphy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Dude.
Yeah, so subscribe it up, baby. Yeah, and I know David Lee Murphy just a little bit, but after tonight, I'm going to know him a lot. So David Lee Murphy.
Name drop!
Yeah, so that's it. Otherwise, appreciate it. You feeling okay?
Yeah.
I was worried about you this morning.
I know.
I was sending Amy home last night. You guys went there, and I said, just go home. Or this morning.
Yeah, this morning.
It feels like last night.
It was a long time ago.
It was so dark.
It was
so dark outside.
Yeah, he was trying to send me home. I was like, I'm fine.
She's like, I'm just coughed up. Are you sick or are you stuffed up? Say it now.
I said I just have congestion.
See, still here.
It's coming back.
Oh, no.
Yep. When's daylight savings reverse happening?
Ooh, next week,
right? Yeah, real soon. Yeah, real soon.
Forward.
This is the one where you get more daylight. We want to go play in the streets.
This is the good one. Yeah,
because we're going to go play in the cul-de-sac. We can.
Yeah.
Except for my kids don't like to go to sleep until it's dark.
No, that's the bad one then.
And I got to no, I mean, I want them to be able to play, but we have to go to bed so early for this job.
March 11th at 2 a.m.
Boom.
So this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's that. Thank you very much for listening to the show today. We'll see you on Tuesday. This week, Eric Paslay comes in because he got a new song. We'll see him later this week. I don't know. We got a bunch happening, but we'll go. But that's all. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, and we'll see you when we see you. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Just tomorrow, hopefully. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.